Dog Pound. Join the official fan club of the Cleveland Browns, the Browns backers. Join now and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level with exclusive access, giveaways, Browns backer watch parties, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Segura Wilhelm, the Gribs here, 216-578-0850. Mark in Bowling Green, welcome to the show.
How are you?
Good. How are you, Mark?
Good. I don't think we should take Gregory. I just don't think this. How's he going to be in the locker room? I think at 12, we need to shore up the offensive line with Triff. If you can keep him account up.
What's wrong with the offensive line, in your mind?
I don't like Schwartz on the right side. I think he just gives up too much. We need to replace him with another lineman to get the running game right, to keep Schwartz upright and McCown upright. Then at 19, there's three receivers I'd like to look at: Strong, Pierman, or Coates from Auburn.
Sammy Coates, I don't think you'd need to take at 19.
Probably a reach.
A little bit of a reach, but I like
Rashad
Perriman.
You might be able to get him in the second round.
I think, yeah. I've even seen in Matt Miller's mock draft, I think Coates doesn't go till the third round because teams are concerned that he's kind of a one-trick pony.
Yeah, he didn't have to run many routes.
Didn't run many routes, doesn't have the best hands, et cetera. There, let's go now to Dave in Cleveland. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, man. How are you?
Not too bad. You?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, yeah, the reason I think we probably shouldn't take Gregory is one only because, hey, we don't know how bad his problem with marijuana is, and that's a topic of its, you know, in and of itself. But statistics show that people that do have some sort of drug problem like that, and I don't know that it's an extreme problem or whatever.
Right.
Statistics do show that that problem is an ongoing and reoccurring thing, and the fact that he was, you know, popped for it again right before the combine shows that there's an issue. And it's not a knock on the guy's ability or the physical ability or athletic ability or anything, but I just really feel that the Browns cannot take that. It's a gamble. And it's a gamble where statistically, it doesn't matter if other players have come into the NFL and have overcome those problems or whatnot. But if you look at the statistics as a whole of people out there that have got problems, it's a reoccurring problem. And when you weigh drugs against athleticism, and especially in the Browns situation, it's just flat out not worth the gamble. And you can't look at, if another team picks him up and he does great, you can't look back and go, oh, there you go. He was great. We really blew it. You shouldn't look at it that way at all. You should just look at the overall statistics of people that have problems like that. And Josh Gordon is one of them. And you guys have talked about the fact that other players have come into the league and overcome that. And that may be true, but in the general populace, it's pretty much proven out that people that have those sort of problems do reoccur, and the Browns just flat out right now cannot afford to take a chance like that. It can't be about, hey, we just got to, you know, this guy's a great player. Woo, he might be great. It's not worth the risk, and that's not to say he might not be great, but you can't look at it that way. So, that's my opinion. It'll be interesting to hear what you guys think.
You got
to
appreciate the call. I think marijuana in and of itself, and this is my opinion, not a problem. I think if you were to pull players in the NBA, it's probably close to 100% of players in the NBA smoke marijuana.
95.
What would you say in your experience when you were in the league of guys that you played with?
And it's probably not as rampant then as it is now. I would probably say 60%.
60%.
And also, too, I will just throw this out there, and I'm not even going to ever be bartered into naming a name. Even the stars are doing it.
Yes. My point is, it happens. It's dumb to get caught. That's, to me, it's a much bigger deal, the fact that he got caught at a time when he knew he was going to be tested, than it is that he's actually doing it.
But yeah, if this maybe happened 2 years ago at Nebraska, where he missed a couple games because of this, it's just the timing that just makes you question where his head's at,
right,
going into such an important series of months. I mean, like the combine, we overhype the combine so much, it's become even bigger than it's even supposed to be. So that's why it's like, dude, just a couple months.
Just give it a year.
And for me personally, and I've kind of always, you know, walked this line on this show, is I feel a significant amount of frustration from Browns fans when it comes to the drafts or free agency, not even getting into the season. It seems like, and a lot of the frustration from last year's first round was, everyone around us knocked their first round pick out of the park. And we and our two guys struggled and didn't have significant roles on this football team, and we're hoping they turn into something. And he talked about, in hindsight, you know, you can't look back. Well, this city always looks back on, why do we take Brady Quinn 22 when we could have gone with, or why do we take so-and-so at this when we could have, should have? That's right. The city that we live in. And I just don't want, you know, at the right place with the upside of talent, that we pick a guy that is maybe a backup player for the first few years, or a guy that doesn't pan out again in the first round, and Randy Gregory goes behind both of our picks and balls out.
And becomes
Alden Smith or Von Miller in his first 3 years in the NFL.
Sure.
Just a question to throw out to you guys. Would you rather miss on a guy like that or draft someone whose problems you knew about became problems? I guess that's the, you know, what kind of hindsight would you rather have in that situation?
Personally, and I think for the Cleveland Browns, from a PR standpoint, from an organizational standpoint, and from a football standpoint, having the problems that we have had as of recent and the way in which we've handled them in such a positive way to continue to move forward, to continue to stick with our plan, I think we've got a built-in system for a guy, you know, with this potential problem to walk them in from that college or drafting them right into this organization into a program specific for him because we've been there and done that, as opposed to an organization. I mean, there's not many out there that walk the straight and narrow and always do so right to take a troublemaker, and all of a sudden, you know, it's the problem child, and you're really, you know, at arms at I don't even know what to do with him. Do we find him? Do we sit him? Do we play him? Do we not? Well, we've got that experience, so why not bring it on and hope, you know, that the evaluation that he's gotten from Mel Kiper, from many analysts out there, is that he's going to be legit and he's the best guy in this draft. And if he can do that, we hope it transfers to the field. And we just hope that we have the systems in place to keep him in line.
That's why those interviews, the combine, yes, and whatever happens, that's where we won't really ever know how those interviews really go. Like, I mean, as far as we know, you know, Ray Farmer could have already written off this guy. They didn't like him in interviews or something like that. Or they could really be in love with this person. Like, we just don't know that, and we won't, I guess, until a month from now on draft day.
Gribbs, appreciate it. Check him out at ClevelandBrowns.com. Follow him on Twitter at Andrew_Gribble. When we come back, Matt Miller from the Bleacher Report will talk everything about the draft. We'll get his take on Gregory, and he'll go through his recent 7-round mock draft for the Browns. It's a lot to get to. We'll get to that next here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.